Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Adam Audette is our guest. He's the president of Audette Media. That's audettemedia.com, right, Adam?
Yes, it is, Jim.
A-U-D-E-T-T-E media.com. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, so, Jim, we are a small, about 20-person SEO agency, and so we work with companies doing just search engine optimization and marketing sites through the search channel, and also through social media and that stuff. So we work with great companies and been located here in beautiful Cascade Mountains in Bend, Oregon.
And so you work with small companies and large companies. You got a team there that can help. So, folks, I encourage you to check them out. I knew Adam's dad. He was a member of our Brain Trust years ago. We're going to get him back again real soon. These are good folks. I recommend them to you. And if Adam was working with you, I promise you, you'll be happy with that. So, and Adam, congratulations on keeping that kind of a reputation to you and your dad.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Adam, talk to us about what small business owners, what is the most important thing the small business owners need to know about SEO? All right, I got a Main Street operation somewhere.
Yep.
But I'm trying to maximize my presence online. What's the most important thing I need to know?
That's a great question, and so it'll depend a little bit, but it'll probably be one of two things. If your small business has a location, if it's location specific, and people find you, you know, because you're in a location, or maybe you're in multiple locations, then definitely local search is what you want to do. That's the one thing you want to do. And if you go in, the best place to start is probably to go into Google and type in the search. Just type in local search.
Mm-hmm.
It'll bring you to Google Local, also called Google Places. And then you can just verify your listing there. And once you verify your listing, you know, you're all set. Now, there's a lot more you can do, of course, and you can get in the weeds on this stuff. But basically, do that one step, and if you only do that one step, you're going to be in good shape. There's a site that I want to recommend to everybody. It's called getlisted.org. It's just getlisted.org. And what this site does is it allows you, once you just log in, create a free account, it's free, and you can manage your local listings at Google and Bing and Yahoo. And I think they have a couple other sites as well that are small business specific.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of neat because it's just a single point. They don't charge you anything, but once you log in, you can then manage everything from there. So getlisted.org is a good one.
Folks, I always want to point out something, folks. When I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that somebody's high quality, here's what it sounds like. They tell you about free things and how you can get help from other people before they tell you about their stuff. And that's what Adam's been doing this whole visit. And Adam, I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Appreciate it.
Next
I subscribe to the give and take model.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, givers gain. That's exactly right. So what else? What else you got?
So the second one is, so maybe your small business doesn't have necessarily a local, you know, there's not a location behind it necessarily. For that, you know, then focus in on, okay, what, number one, what do I know? What things do I really know in my field that you're an expert on? And every small business is an expert on something. If they stop to think, they know a lot more about something than probably, you know, the average Joe. And then number two, it's probably something you're passionate about because you're doing it for a living, right? You have this small business. Those two ingredients mean you can start to write about it, even just simple articles, or maybe it's photography, whatever your thing is, and it as it relates to your small business. Just start to put that time and effort in to put that stuff up on the web and put it on your site. You don't have to be everything to everybody.
And get it indexed the right way. Get it set up the right way. And even since you're not trying to conquer the world, if you sell umbrellas, a lot of people sell umbrellas, but maybe you sell a certain kind of umbrella and a certain color of umbrella. You can get that refined, can't you, in how you lay it out so that when people search for exactly what you sell, they find people like you and not the big guys.
Exactly. So you need to kind of, you know, niche in to your specific category, and if it's if it's all about umbrellas, maybe you know some things that people don't know, or maybe you want to just write something like an umbrella, you know, glossary. Bad example, but the idea being, you know, just provide that value. Mm-hmm. And what that does is a couple things. One, it's great. It's great food, as it were, for search engines, because it's original content, and they're going to like that and score that and index that well for you. But then number two, people will want to read that, and so they're going to link to it. And links from other sites are a really important SEO scoring.
Tell their friends about it, et cetera, et cetera. They'll retweet it and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Adam, good stuff. And by the way, folks, all the things Adam just told you about, that's one of the advantages of some of these the new changes that Google made that we talked about earlier. Adam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Pleasure, Jim.
Adam Audette, ladies and gentlemen, audettemedia.com. He'll be back. I will be, too, tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.